It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. The New York City Board of Elections has already mailed out nearly 500,000 absentee ballots ahead of Election Day. But some voters are reporting a problem with their ballots that could potentially invalidate their vote if the board doesn't act. WNYC's City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen joins me now with the latest. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Carrie.
Bridget, in the June primary, many voters complained that their absentee ballots either came late or never arrived. So what's happening now?
So, Carrie, we know of two issues so far. One is just slightly confusing, but not actually a problem. All of the absentee ballots that went out say military absentee ballot. There was supposed to be a slash between the words military and absentee, but ultimately, this doesn't change anything. The ballots are all good. It's just sort of confusing for voters who know they're not a military voter. Then there's this other issue. We started to hearing from voters all in Brooklyn that their absentee ballots arrived, which is good because they know in the primary they were showing up late. But when they opened the actual envelopes, the packages that those ballots are sent in, the inner envelope that a voter signs and inserts their absentee ballot into had the wrong name and address printed on the outside of it.
Oh, my gosh. So what would happen if a voter didn't notice and they filled out their ballot and put it back in the envelope and signed it?
Well, the signature wouldn't match the name printed on the ballot. So or the ballot envelope, I should say. And so that ballot envelope would be voided if it was received by the Board of Elections. And, you know, if you pause and think about the domino effect there, if depending on the scale of this problem, you know, absentee ballot envelopes sent to the wrong voters who then go on and sign them, there's this potential to disenfranchise a lot of voters if the board doesn't do something quickly to rectify it.
Well, what's the Board of Elections saying about what happened here?
They're pointing to an error by the vendor that the city hired to print and mail the ballots. It's a company called Phoenix Graphics out of Rochester, New York. Executive Director Mike Ryan told me he was actually alerted to this issue by a voter in Brooklyn Heights on Saturday. And he and his team spent a lot of time this week in going back and forth with the vendor just to get a sense of the scope of this issue. When I spoke to him yesterday, he still didn't really know how widespread the problem was, and they weren't exactly sure the best way to correct it yet, but Ryan insisted it would be fixed at the vendor's expense.
We will ensure on behalf of the voters of Brooklyn that the proper ballots and ballot envelopes are in the hands of the voters in advance of Election Day so that they can vote them. This problem will get corrected.
Now, Ryan said they're working with the vendor now and they're making a plan to ensure voters get the corrected documents. I should also note, even if you applied for an absentee ballot, you can still vote in person during early voting, which starts October 24th, or on Election Day on November 3rd. But of course, you know, a lot of people applied for an absentee ballot out of health concerns because of the ongoing pandemic.
Okay, well, it is still September, so the board does have a little bit of time. How are people reacting to this news?
Carrie, well, I talked to a lot of voters yesterday. They were confused. They were concerned. I spoke to Jeremy Klopman, who lives in Park Slope, and he told me he had been monitoring the absentee ballot tracker since he applied for his ballot back on September 1st. And when he saw this mistake, his biggest concern was how this type of mistake feeds into a narrative that really could sow distrust in voting by mail.
My heart started sinking because I'm sitting there thinking, well, if they sent out 500,000 ballots already to the wrong place, like that's going to cause a huge problem in trying to A, claw them all back. And then, you know, like it's just, so it's definitely, there's sort of a sinking feeling.
Now, I also spoke with Susan Lerner from Common Cause New York. She's a voting rights advocate. She generally never hesitates to criticize the board. And she just wanted to urge everybody to take a deep breath.
Look, this is a stupid error, but there is time to get it fixed. And that's what people need to know. If you check your envelope, if it's the wrong thing, call the board immediately.
Now, of course, some election lawyers may not want to wait for the board to figure it out, or won't wait too long, I should say. Ali Najmi and J. Remy Green, two lawyers who have sued the board in federal court twice this summer already, say they will sue again on behalf of voters if the Board of Elections doesn't come up with a plan to fix this problem within 24 hours.
So what can a voter do?
So a voter should call the Board of Elections. They could also email or DM the board on Twitter. The phone number is 1-866-VOTE-NYC, and the email is apply4absentee@boe.nyc. I will warn folks that when I tried calling that number yesterday, I was the 79th caller in the queue. So if you're going to call, give yourself some time. You can also consider voting in person either during early voting or on election day. And of course, when the board does come up with its solution, we will be sure to let you know what it is.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen, thanks as always for your excellent reporting.
Thanks, Carrie.